Bad Bad Leroy Brown here on the Mix on 90.7 WKGC FM and HD.
Here when you need us. And speaking, and I'm Tom Hoots.
I'm Caleb Jordan.
And speaking of the south side of Chicago, we're going to have a good old-fashioned Chicago drive-by here tomorrow morning.
Yeah, wear your vests.
Yeah. Wear your flak jacket. Did you bring your flak jacket?
I did not today.
Okay,
sorry.
Well, good thing it's not today. No, seriously, Steve King and Johnny Putman will be joining us on the Mix tomorrow morning. We'll have a little bit more chat about the upcoming gala Halloween celebration, the Friends and Family Spooktacular.
Yes.
And see, I resisted turning the theremin on when I did that. I mean, you know.
Thank you. That would require coordination, and I don't think we have that at 9 o'clock in the morning.
No, it's too early. We'll be fine. We'll be fine on the, you know, 7 o'clock, o'clock in the evening. I'm almost awake, so
yeah.
I'm good with that.
You've had enough of a running start to get
I've had a running start to be awake, yes.
But yeah, that's coming up Halloween evening, 7 mm-hmm. to 11, with two live bands, Lucky Mud and the Family Woods Band,
mm-hmm.
Along with
Boomer Bill, Mike Thompson.
The regulars.
Your regular suspects will be here. And we have a special guest star, which will be Walter Hale of the Soul of Jazz is coming up to join us, too. So that'll be a real treat. Hard to get Walter out. Other than Saturday nights, but I groveled a little bit, and he said he'd show up.
It's exciting.
And I'm sure he'll have some... He said he was going to start looking up some spooky jazz music so he could play his jazz fans a little spooky jazz music when he got here.
I might have to team up with Walter on uh-huh. my scary story.
There you go.
It's a jazz-based scary
wow.
story.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Okay.
Anyways.
It'll be fun. Come join us. Admission is free. All you have to do is turn on your radio.
To 90.7
yes.
WKGC.
Or tell your smart speaker, yo, Alexa, play WKGC. You know, when I do that...
You can only do that...
I wonder how many Alexas that are on somewhere just tried to shift to the same program they were already playing. Because if you say Alexa real loud and it's on your radio... They
people
advertise.
Are going to turn us off.
Too late. People, when they do advertisements for Alexa,
mm-hmm.
the stupid thing's sitting next to the TV set, and it comes on.
Well, that's your own fault. You shouldn't put it next to the television.
Oh, will something bad happen?
I don't know. It'll activate on its own.
I think they're going to go into a loop is what's going to happen.
Well, luckily, the TV doesn't answer to Alexa until it does.
And yeah, I was going to say, you're saying that awfully quickly.
We
that
have
I,
run
I
this square off the rails. So pivoting back.
Uh-huh.
To our wonderful guest this morning, we have Mr. Matt Standish in from the Bay County Vet Center.
Yes, sir.
Not veterinarian services,
no.
But veteran.
Veterans, yes.
Yeah, he says he likes animals, but that's not what his job's about. Anyway, you have a book. I actually got to thumb through it when you first got here. So why don't you tell us about this? It's analog, too. It's honest-to-goodness analog book.
Oh, my word. Letters on a paper?
There's letters and paper.
And pictures.
And pictures. Well, we like pictures.
Yeah, pictures are always good.
All DJs like pictures. So no, tell us a little about what you got there.
Absolutely. Well, this was an idea I had. I started working on it probably about 2.5-3 years ago. I'm a retired Air Force First Sergeant. Did 26 years. The last 5, I worked as a First Sergeant. And if you know, the First Sergeant is the one who deals with all the people issues. The domestics, the people getting arrested in jail, the... emergency room visits, they're not paying their bills. All that stuff is handled by the first sergeant. Well, those things, it's a lot of negative stuff. And now that it's not everything you get to do. You get a lot of positives too, like promotions and recognitions and stuff like that. But the negatives as a first sergeant take up about 90% of your time because you're dealing with so much stuff, mm-hmm. Helping people out of the Air Force or taking a little rank away from them. So anyway, my way of dealing with all the negatives that I had to deal with was I made it my daily mission to come to work each day and make as many of my troops smile as I could. For whatever
well,
reason,
cool.
just to ask them about their family, you know, give them a piece of candy from the pocket of my uniform, whatever, just to spread a little mm-hmm. cheer and have a little fun. Well, that's just carried over and has always kind of been, you know, I don't really like to call it a philosophy, but it just sort of became my way of operating. So it's continued today. I mean, whenever I go somewhere and somebody asks me how I'm doing, I always try to tell them the same thing. I'm having more fun than I should be allowed. And the first thing they do is smile. And then it also works for an opportunity because they want to ask me, well, what are you doing that's so much fun? And I get a chance to talk to them about the Vet Center or about my book or whatever. So anyway, 3 years ago, I started putting together, just writing down stories of mine that made me smile from age 3 right up until the week after Hurricane Michael. And just was, you know, just jotting them down. And then during my downtime after Hurricane Michael, because I was displaced, you know, we lost just about everything except for the Harley. The Harley survived. I went ahead and formatted everything, formatted paperback and an ebook, and I self-published it on Amazon. And the book is titled You Can Smile Too, because it's stories of mine that made me smile. The goal of the book is that people can pick it up, read a few stories, find something to smile about. So I really love the idea that maybe I can make somebody smile that I will never, ever meet.
Isn't that neat?
Yeah, it's really cool and a lot of fun. The cover, that is actually me from 17 years ago when I was first sergeant for the Air Control Squadron out at Tyndall. The backside is a lot more predictable. You know, the picture on the left is from when I went my tour in Iraq, which I really got to put my philosophy to good use over there.
I'll bet.
Because that's everything over there was
not
about
a whole lot of smiling over there.
Yeah, I tried my best. I did some crazy things, and I had a ball over in Iraq. You know, because I actually called it First Sergeant Paradise, and there's a whole chapter about the things that I got to do. Because, you know, stateside, like I said, we deal with all these different people situations. Being in Iraq was perfect. First off, none of my people could leave the base. There was no alcohol to worry about. There were no husbands and wives over there together. That was 90% of my usual issues gone. Didn't have to worry about. So everything was about morale. Now, I did have to kick people in the butt if they weren't wearing their gear because we did have rockets being shot at us. But our insurgents were really horrible shots. They couldn't hit anything. Most of them weren't armed properly. The end result for me was all of my people came home without a scratch.
Wow.
So beautiful time, highlight experience of my whole career because I really felt like I was doing what I was, you know, what my job was as a first sergeant. Just making people smile, having fun with them. And I did some pretty creative and innovative things to have some fun over there.
Which may or may not be covered in the book.
Most of them are in the book.
Okay.
Some of them that now there are, the disclaimer here, there are a few sad stories. You know, because first sergeants deal with suicide attempts, you know, deaths in the family, things like that. But even the sad stories all have something positive at the end of them, something that positive that I was able to smile about. And as you thumb through the book, you'll see all kind of, there'll be little smiley faces all throughout the book. And those are all points where I actually had a smile on my face. So cool. It's really fun. I mean, I can officially say I'm a published author. Although I don't feel like one.
What does one feel like?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not really one, so I don't. I know I do enjoy doing autographs.
There you go.
But I've got a little over 100 copies out in the public right now. I've donated one to the Bay County Library and to the Tyndall Air Force Base Library. And, you know, I'm just hoping people can get it and see it and find reasons to smile.
Well, we are going to take a quick break. We've got to play our little weather forecast from WMBB's Lauren Hope. But when we come back, we'll ask you about your entire motorcycle adventure that you usually use.
Yeah, getting that Harley back from as far away on the continental United States as you could.
Just about.
And that's all here on The Morning Mix on 90.7 WKGC FM and HD, here when you need us.